You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are many things that we can literally cut and dry, from flowers to meat to wood. And then there are all the metaphorical things like issues and answers that are not cut and dried.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. She is joining us over Skype. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Not only, for once, is this a phrase that I am actually familiar with and that I use, I've also been noticing it in the headlines quite a bit. So I was aware of this one.
And we are seeing it in coverage of COVID-19. Here is one from an opinion piece in the Globe and Mail. And the quote is, "The general public is learning firsthand what scientists have known since they first sought to understand the world around them. Far from cut and dried, science is dynamic and messy and like a great novel filled with changes in plot." So science is not cut and dried.
Uh-huh.
Here's another example from the Wall Street Journal. And the quote is, "After days of disinfecting my phone like a surgical tray, I was shocked. Phone cleaning is certainly not as cut and dried as you thought."
I think that example is a little more cut and dried.
Now, what does cut and dried mean for you?
For me, it means that something is pretty straightforward, pretty basic, easy to understand.
And clearly, I think that's what we're seeing in the example about phone cleaning, is that this is not straightforward. Historically, the meaning has been closer to something like prearranged or something that's been decided in advance because it has already been cut and dried. As a result, it may also lack freshness or spontaneity. Now, do you have a gut feeling about where this might come from?
I guess I always thought it had something to do with maybe drying skins or meat, you know?
And that is certainly one of the theories out there, is that this is about animal meat, beef jerky, that kind of thing. Some people say it's about timber, which can also be cut and dried. But the Oxford English Dictionary and Michael Quinion on World Wide Words make the argument that this is probably from herbs, which can also be cut and dried. The first example we have is 1710, and the quote is, "Your sermon was ready, cut and dried." And there I think we're seeing that sense of lack of spontaneity, that it was already done. And then later in that century, we have a Jonathan Swift poem, and the line goes, "Sets of phrases cut and dry, evermore thy tongue supply." For Swift, those sets of phrases which are cut and dry would be cliches, right? They lack that freshness that would come from an original phrase. Now, here's another question. Do you say cut and dried or cut and dry?
I probably tend to say cut and dry, but I think that that's just more out of laziness that I'm leaving, you know, the ED off.
All right, Rebecca, it is not laziness.
Oh, good, good. I feel so much
this
better.
This is actually, we have two versions of this phrase. And if people were listening, you may have caught that in the 1710 quote, it was "the sermon was cut and dried." And for Jonathan Swift, the set of phrases were "cut and dry." So both versions, cut and dried and cut and dry, go back to the 18th century. And you can find both. Cut and dried has been more common than cut and dry, but you find both. Here's what I also found, which is since about the 1940s, cut and dried has been declining. So I would say enjoy it while you can.
Well, that was all pretty cut and dry. Thanks for explaining, Ann. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.